Today's daf is daf chaf dal. We're going to start on the Mishnah. We'll start on the Mishnah on the new parak on chaf gimel amud beis. So this parak is going to discuss those certain women and certain situations where we don't have the dinim of the sota. Some of them, they don't have a din sota at all. That even if the husband did kinoy and they violated and they did stira, there's no din of sota. And those situations, if the husband wants to divorce the wife, he has to pay the ksuba. And there are also certain situations, which we'll start with now, is where that even though kinoy and stira is valid, but there's no opportunity for the woman to drink. So we don't have the mei sota to check her. And therefore, she's usur to her husband forever, because we have no way to verify the situation. And these, if it was her fault, or if the reason why she can't drink is due to her, then she has to be divorced, she does not get her ksuba. So, number one, arusa. So you have an arusa, so she was nitkacha labal, but they didn't have nisuin yet, and she's living, I guess, in her father's house still. So if there's kinoy and stira while she's an arusa, and as well as shomeres yavam, it's pre-final stage of marriage. Shomeres yavam, she's sitting waiting for the brother to take her to her house, and he does kinoy v'stira. These women lo shosos, they are not permitted to drink the mesota, if and therefore to check whether or not they were tamei or not, because there's a certain miut in the Torah that doesn't permit them to drink it, and therefore below notlos ksuba, and therefore they don't get their ksuba. If he divorces them, when he divorces the Aris and divorces the Yavam, because whatever, they're the ones who caused the issue. Rashi says, "Lo note los ketuba, shehi gomra la aser atzma alav shen nistera achar kinoy." It's her fault. He was mekana her, and she went ahead and did the stira, so it's her fault. The mekinoy veiser lo imait. They're not. There's no limitation regarding them when it comes to kinoy isturi. It forms to Gemara, but feel less lan derav hamnuna. That is the Rav Hamnuna on Daf Yud Ches, right? Even if you don't hold like Rav Hamnuna, the Shomeres Yavam, Rav Hamnuna on Daf Yud Ches holds that Shomeres Yavam Shizinsa. So when Shomeres Yavam, who's sitting and waiting, if she was Mizana, nevertheless, she's still Muteris Yivma. So the Nus itself would be okay. So why does the Kinoy Stira make her Aser, right? Nehid Muteris Miu Lo Boy Limits of Isha Zona. In other words, it's still her fault, because the person may not, he's allowed to, according to Rav Hamnuna, but he may not want to marry someone who was a mezana, right? And he did with teres, mihu lo boy leminsav isha zona vihi hivsida v'yosheves tachtav akasim amibadaber. And she's the one who caused the loss. Right, it's just interesting that the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, it talks about a shomeres yavam shizinsa, it says it's asura to her husband, and that's where Rav Hamnuna says, but there are those who say that the shomeres yavam is muteris husband. So it's incongruous to say that a shomeres yavam, if she actually does znus, she's still muter to the husband. But if she doesn't do znus, so we have no proof for the znus, then she is asura to the husband. I mean, meaning the fact that the suffik is more chomer than the vadai in this situation. If vadai, you just might almost say that she's muteris, but suffik, we say we can't, that she can't drink and she's asura to the husband. So you can either say that the Shittos are arguing against one of each other, but the Rambam, there's a Rambam in Hilchos Yibum in Perek Beis Halacha Chaf, he paskins that a Shomeres Yavam Shazinza is Muteres Yavam, but in Hilchos Sota he says that by the Kino Yustira she's Asura Lo'olam. So again, the Rambam paskins the split, which is interesting because that now you're making it more Chamor, so more Chamor by the Suffolk than by the Vadai. So there is a. There's a Beis Halevi who says that, yeah, there's a, the difference is that kinoy and kinoy, it asers the woman not necessarily because of the maiseh znus, but it asers because of what he calls kpeidas habal, that the husband doesn't want to be, he wants to figure out what's going on. So that's the trigger point. So the trigger is that the husband was makbid. So really, when it comes to the shomeres yavam, if she has znus, I mean, it's a bad thing, but it's still mutar, it's still mutar to the husband. Unless the husband does kinoy, then he shows that he's makbid on the possibility of his nus, and that's what makes nus, and that's how the Beis Halevi explains the split in the Psak of the Rambam. Okay. Not the Yavam's not dead.
Huh?
The Yavam's not dead.
But the Yavam's not married to her yet. She's waiting for Yavam.
That's why she doesn't. That's why she's excluded from drinking the Mesota. Okay, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Asher tis te isha tachas isha. That the woman was under her husband, meaning her full ha'ish shalom, right? It's her full fledged husband, prat la arusa v'shemeres Yavam. That comes to exclude the arusa and the shemeres Yavam. They're not full fledged. Fully married yet? They're still missing some sort of a stage.
Who did they
kill
in this case?
The Yavam. Almana le Kohen Gadol. If an almana is married to a Kohen Gadol, so there's an Isra Lav there, and also a grusha the chalutza le Kohen Hedjot, or a grusha or a chalutza is married to a Kohen Hedjot, or a mamzeres or an asina to a regular the Yisrael, right? Or the same thing, a bas Yisrael le mamzer benasin. Lo shosos velo not los ksuba. They do not drink and they do not get their ksuba. Right? Rashi says lo shosos the lo nemer parsha ele beruya lekaima. The parsha of Sotu says is talking by a husband and a wife. It has to be a legitimate relationship, not a usher relationship. Even if the kedushin is tofes, but it's still an usher relationship. So if it's an usher relationship, there's no din of Sota. And Rashi continues. V'hachi tanya b'sifri, and you learn it out in the Sifri, says, ki tishte ishto b'ru'uyo li'isho s'kasa medaber. Prat le'alman l'koin gadol, prat l'chutza to grusha, so they're not included. And Rashi continues, v'lo notlos ksuba, they don't take the ksuba, the afal gav d'shar alman l'koin gadol lo kansua rabbanon ksuba, even by all other almanos to a koin gadol, we don't make a knas about the ksuba. The man carries a koin gadol and gets divorced, she gets the ksuba, right? Zo Aimla. This one doesn't have. The Stirasa Garma Loli Astrolav, Bafilu Hiru Uyula, Hilkak Labas Ksubahi, Deloa Difa Mikshera. Because she did the steer already, did something invalid, so she now.
She caused herself
the issue. Okay. Now the Mishnah says again, the Eilu Lo Shosos Lo Noglos Ksuba. I'm not sure why it has this extra line in here. In Tosos and Amad Vez tries to explain. It's, now we're going to get more cases of women who don't drink and don't get their ksuba. This is a continuation of what we just had real now, so I'm not sure why they're set off. The Eilo Lo Shotos Lo Notlos Ksuba, so Ha'omeres Timeya Ani, she herself admits that she's Timeya, so she, the whole point of the Mesota is to prove, so we don't have to suffering anymore. Ve Shebo Lo Edim She Timeya, or Edim came that said that she was Timeya, there's no purpose in the drinking anymore. As well as Ve Ha'omeres Eini Shosa, and she says herself, I just don't want to drink. I don't want to drink. So all these cases, that's almost as if she admitted that she was Mizana, and there's no need to have the drink. So, again, and why don't they get ksuba? Because they're the reason. The woman is the reason. They don't get the ksuba. The next case. Amar ba'ala eini mashke. So now we're talking about cases where she doesn't drink, but she does get her ksuba. Amar ba'ala, her husband says, eini mashke. I don't want to, you know what, forget it. I don't want to put her through this. I don't want to drink. Or Shabala Ba'ale Baderech. Or the husband had beer with her on the way to Yerushalayim. Right, you had those two, remember we said we had those two Talmidei Chachamim walking with them? Didn't work. So they had she had beer with her on the way. So therefore, Notlos Ksuba Velo Shotos. In that case, she takes her Ksuba and she doesn't drink. Why? So Amar Baila, Rashi says, Eini Mashke V'Shabala Ba'ale Baderech, Shehu Garm Lashlo Tishte Notlos Ksubasa. He's the cause. The Mesota only works if the husband is Nucky. Right, but the husband isn't pure here either. He also did something wrong, and if he's the cause of why she's not drinking, then she will get her ksuba. Right, it's interesting that the Minchas Chinuch asks, as the Minchas Chinuch says, there's a Gemara in Adarim that says if a woman, right, we just at the end of the Adarim, if a woman says to her husband, "Tmei ani lach, I'm tmei to you," we don't believe her because we say, you know, nasan ein of ba'acher. So we don't believe her when we say that she had relations with somebody else, because we just assume that she has her eyes on somebody else. But here, if she says Tamei Ani, we believe her all the way, and we don't drink the Mesota, it's done. So the Minchas Chinuch answers, he says, because there's a difference over here. By the Sota, you also have the Kinoy of Stira. So the Kinoi Stira gives Rabbi Amadav, it adds a certain level of believability to her statement. Normally we wouldn't believe her, but combine that with the Kinoi Stira, it probably raises on us, so to speak, and therefore she's believed enough that she doesn't drink the Mesota and she doesn't get her Ksuba because she's the cause.
What's the issue? Him having been with her on the way to the...
That's the case that the Mishnah brings down, yes.
How about if they have it, you know, before they take the trip, but after the steerer?
Anytime after the steerer and the... Yeah, because he has to be clean. There's a machlokas as to whether or not, if he had illicit relations any time, even prior to the marriage, some people say, that also would knock him out from being able to do it. He has to be clear of sin. If he does violate, he does kinoin steerer, automatically she's also to him. And then, right? Okay. I'm not quite wise that if they have B on the way, well, it's also her fault because she also participated in something. So I think
he brings her,
not exactly.
Right. Also, I think is that as long as he's involved, that makes the issue.
Yeah.
Okay. The next case is the Machlokas Tanayim. Mesu ba'aleim ad shelo shasu. So everything is good, they're on their way up. Prior to her getting there to drink, he dies. I don't know why it says ba'aleim, but it should be it's in the plural.
All right.
Mesu ba'aleim, okay. Ad shelo shasu, until they didn't have the drink. All right. Because the problem is, the pasuk says, v'hevi ha'ish es ishto. No, you have to face your accuser. Right? Bill of Rights. So he's not there. The accuser's not there. So what's the story? So v'shamei omrim, not los ksuva v'lo shotos. It's his fault. He died. He's the reason why she can't. He's the cause why she can't drink, because he's not here. She can't face the accuser, and therefore, since he's not here, she doesn't drink the mesotot. And because it's his fault, she will get her ksuba from the estate.
I mean, this is almost ridiculous. He's a
man. So, but you're looking at fault as meaning that he did it on purpose. Fault means that he's the cause. You could be the cause by accident. You can be the cause by purpose. On purpose, he's the cause. But what's the reason why she's not drinking? It's due to him. Due to his death. Uveis Hillel Omrim O Shotos O Lot Nos Ksuvas. So Uveis Hillel says no. I guess the Yorshim can still do it, or the Beis Din can still do it for her. Either she drinks, and if she doesn't drink, she doesn't take her ksuva. The fact that he's not here does not change the calculus. Gemara will discuss it later. Rashi says, "Beis Hillel Omrim O Shotos O Lot Ksuva." Klomer Mitok Shelo Shotos Lo Nolos Ksuva Uba Gemara Mefarish Buksayu. Basically, Rashi says that Beis Hillel says, you either have to drink or you don't take ksuba. Here she can't drink because the husband's not here, so she doesn't take her ksuba. The Gemara's explain later on, not today, but the Gemara's explain what their machlokas is. The Mishnah continues, pretty long Mishnah. Me'uberes chaveiro u'meinekes chaveiro lo shotos v'lo not los ksuba divrei Rabbi Meir chachavim omrim sheyochol lafrisha lachzira le'achra zman. The case over here is where someone does, in violation of what he's supposed to do, he marries a widow of somebody who's either pregnant or still nursing. He's supposed to wait 2 years. Rashi says, shemes, individual dies, v'heinicha me'uberes u'meinika, and he leaves over a woman who's either pregnant or nursing. Rashi adds, which is a machlok v'shonim, osha girsha, or he divorced her. V'hi mu'uberes u'minika, and she's pregnant or nursing. V'asrua chachamim li nasei atsha yehe havlad ben beishanim. It's an issur d'rabbanan for this woman to get married until, it's weird, it's an issur d'rabbanan, until he's 2 years old. Shekak zman yinika, so that's how long it takes till you wean. V'halach zev inasa, so then man number two marries this woman. V'kina la, and he does kinoy, and then she has stira, lo shosa. Doesn't drink. Why? Shaharei ena ruuya lo lekaima. It's an illicit relationship. It's not supposed to be married. So lo shotos the mesota velo no ksuma. She shouldn't have married him. Why she do marry him? Because fault is on her as well. So why is she doesn't drink? That's the divrei Rav Meir. But Chacham say no. When do we say it's considered an illicit relationship that doesn't permit the mesotos? Except when the relationship is completely usher. Here, it's just a timing issue. The relationship be mutter, since yachal hu la'afrisha, since he theoretically could divorce her, ulach zero achzerman, and then go marry her again two years hence, Well, then it's not that there's it's not an error here. It's not an illicit relationship. The timing is the problem. So therefore, if it's only on the timing, the Chacham say that you would still have the concept of the mesota, and he would still drink. She would still drink, and if she and she would get the ksuba if she turns out to be if she turns out to be innocent.
You mean divorce is separate? Is separated? You mean divorce?
I mean, you're still married then. The Gemara in Yavama says Yotzi b'shegi is manali kana siknos. Doesn't say parish over there. What? But I think you have to get the Gemara. I think the Gemara in Yavama says that she has to be. It's divorced. Where is it? Divorce, yeah. It's they bring, there's a Tosfos in Yavamos that discusses why the difference of the Lashon. He said it's a Tosfos Shatz. Oh, yeah, he holds a Tosfos Shatz also. Where is it? Yeah, Yachahu Lafrisha Ad Chavdal Chodesh, Ulachzir, Hilkach Ruil Ishos, Vikasha, the Mashma de Lafrisha, Ratzalom Beloget. Hachanami Deko Talmud, the Perachodes, Dekanam, the Tony Yotzi, Velokatani Yafrish, Mashma de Yahavi, Kotani Yafrish, Havi, Ratzalom Beloget. Nami lahafish what shalom will get kasha. I mean, perak acholit. So you saw the muveres chaveru manikas chaveru. They must say yotzi below yachzir olamis. They were meir chamirum yotzi. She's smiling kind of ziknos. Yeah. So he says that the lashon is he's focused on the lashon of yavamos that it has to be with a get. Also interesting, he points out the Tosfos Shatz as well. I mentioned earlier Rashi had mentioned that this problem with the waiting also applies to a grusha. So Tosfos Shatz earlier, amayit. It's the beginning of the line. I don't know. He says mashma. Ruuyo lekai mashma mitoch perish hakuntres dafilo migureshes tzricha lahamtim chavdal chodesh v'deloke perish harav shimshon mi palira v'perag afopi dafka b'almon armin tzricha lahamtim chavdes chavdal. So it's a machlokas whether or not this waiting this 2 years is also by grusha. Okay, next case in the Mishnah. Islandess. So this is a woman who I guess by nature is unable to give birth. The zikena, and also she's too old, she can't give birth. The she'ena ruy leid. I don't know what the difference between that and Alan says, but here it seems to be something. Rashi says it's somebody who originally was able to give birth, but then drank some sort of potion and now can't give birth. So lo note los ksuba velo shotos. They don't get their ksuba, they don't drink because he's not allowed to be married to them because he's being rivatel the mitzvah of pru ervu, and therefore they don't get the ksuba because they cause it upon themselves because they know. That they can't, they know in the beginning that they can't drink because they're not that supposed to be married to the husband, so they know. Why do they know? Because they learned the sugya, like the previous Mishnah. They know it. Rabbi Lezer Omer, no, Yachalu Yisi Isha Cheres Lifros Rosh Hemena. It's not an usser relationship. It's usser because of a side reason. He has to be Makai the Mitzvah Puravu. But his man could have married somebody else and be Makai the Mitzvah Puravu. So therefore, these women can drink and can take their ksuba. Okay. Ushar Kol Nashim and all other women. That they had kinoid stira, o shotos, either they drink, o lo notlos ksuba. If they don't want to drink, they don't get their ksuba, but if they have the opportunity to drink to prove their innocence, should they want to. Okay, that's next case. Next case in the Mishnah. Eishes Kohen, shosa umuteras labaila. The wife of a Kohen, there's kinoid and stira, she's also permitted to drink, and if she's innocent, she is muteras labaila. Rashi says, Gemara Parach Pshita. The Gemara says, well, what's the Chiddush by an Eishes Kohen? Why would it be different? Eishes Saris. So he's married. She's married to a man who doesn't have the ability to procreate. And there's Kinei Stira. Also, she Shosa. She also has to drink. Rashi says, Sigon Shinistaris La'achar Shinasa. The Siris happened post the marriage. Meaning, when they went into the marriage, it was permitted. Right? And they go, the Kadma Shchivas Baal Abol. Because you have to have. The husband has to have relations with her before the adulterer has relations with her. And if he's a saris, so he must have not been a saris in advance. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah. Al yedei kol arayis mekanim. Kinoi works even for an arayis. For someone's father, for someone's brother. It all works. It all is valid kinoi and stira. Mekanin, that works. Chutz min a katan, except for a katan. You can't have kinoi and stira for someone who's not of age. And somebody who is not a man, Rashi explains that the Gemara will tell you what it is. Just the Gemara later on says it's a behemoth. There's no kinoi stira, that's not considered kinoi stira. So So you can have kino istira, right? Kolarayas, right? Rashi says in kino lami aviyom eachera. You tell someone tells his wife you can't seclude yourself with your father or your brother, and then she does. You still have valid kino istira over there, except for a katan, right? Rashi says deksiv ish osa, a man. Katan is not a man, and misha enu ish. Gemara is going to explain that later on.
Why is a rayas different than a mamzer or mamzeres?
No, and then well, it's not different. Kino istira is valid in both. But by the moms, are you saying she can't drink?
Right.
No, because that's the case where she's married to a mamzeres. Where she's that's talking about the case where the man is married to a mamzeres. Here we're talking about where the kino is done to an erva. It's a different case.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay.
So you give an example of a father. You can't be free with your father.
That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. You're permitted to, but if he still does kinoy and stira, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that that's still considered a legitimate kinoy and stira. He's choshesh. Again, it's all paid to the Baal. So if the Baal's makbid on that, it's fine. The case of Marcel you're bringing up earlier is not where the kinoy was with the mamzeres; it's where the marriage was with the mamzeres.
The average case of kinoy and stira is where the married woman with a man and can't give the action regardless of the guy's kinoy. Here it's like the.
Ain't a glami. Mishnah saying you that telling you different than what you're saying that the kinoy and stira is considered a valid kinoy and stira because the husband was makbin that she shouldn't be miyachin with these people. Okay. Now the Mishnah brings a bunch of women that the Baal cannot do kinoy, but the Beis Din does it on his behalf, which is interesting. The elu she Beis Din mekanin lahen, that the Beis Din, if they see her behaving inappropriately, the Beis Din can do kinoy. It's misha nischaresh ba'ila o nishtato, a man who becomes a cheresh or a shote, not a sota, a shote, right? He doesn't have das, doesn't have a lachak das, but they see that she's taking advantage of the situation, so they base him thus kinoy for her, to her. O shahaya chavush beis asurin, a man's in jail, and the woman is taking advantage of the situation as well. So, but the Mishnah continues, lo lashkosa amru, they can't force her to drink. Because the pasuk says, "Behavior ishas ishto," they're not right. Ella lipost luksuasa. It just a pasuk from Ruxuba. The kinoy and stira are valid enough to make her somebody who should drink, but since she can't and it was her fault, then she doesn't get her ksuba. That's what they do. Rav Yossi Omer. No, Rav Yossi argues right. Atlash gosa. Right. It's even after she forced her to drink. What you do is just wait. It's a valid kinoy stira. The whole problem is what? That the husband can't bring her up. So wait till he gets out, or wait till he gets better somehow. I think the case only applies to the. He really only applied to the last case, the jail. If he becomes a cheresh, when he becomes a shote, there are cases we talk about where he has times of clarity. So, but if he becomes cheresh, I don't know. But if he comes out, wait till he comes out of jail, and then he'll take her up. Okay.
So it could be a case of the father, of the husband accusing him, it has to be a case of Aiden.
What do you mean, Aiden?
If he's in jail, he can't be accusing him.
Beis Din's doing it.
Based on what?
Based on them.
On Aiden.
The Beis Din does it. They are, Beis Din's the Aiden.
Beis Din said, saw him react to something?
Oh, you always have to have a day. I mean, that's a machlok. That's the first mission in the parak, in the Masechta.
So it's got to be Aiden.
They always
have. In
not this particular case, in every case there has to be.
Okay.
Right. And that's the machlokas in the first mission of the parak. Some say, yeah, it depends on where you need to aid him. Okay. So our Mishnah had mentioned way back when that the Arusa and the Shomeris Yabam do not drink and they do not get the ksuba. So the Gemara says, Mishnah Hudilo Shasya. It's clear that, and this is what we alluded to before, fine, so she does it, she can't drink. But Hakinu Maknile. But Kinoi does work. She's not the full-fledged wife, and yet kinoy and stira are valid. So the Gemara says, "Minohanimili." How do you know that kinoy and stira work? Because the pashas of the pasuk as tachas isha would be that it would be you'd have to be married, and they're not married here. So the Gemara says, "The Tanur Rabbanon." It says in the beginning of the parsha Sota, it says, "Daber el bnei Yisrael ve'amarta aleim." So the daber and the amarta, the word amarta aleim are extra, because it already says daber ben Israel, so what do you have to say to them as already? So v'amarta aleim, they say, is l'rabos arusa u'shomeres yavam l'kinoi. That comes to include an arusa and a sheris and a shomeris yabam. That kinoy is valid. It would work, even though they don't have, even though they don't drink, even though they don't drink. I don't know what. It doesn't seem to be something that, there's no rhyme or reason why the marta would include those two things. Marta can include everything. Okay, all right. Umas nisin money. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Whose shita does our Mishnah represent? Meaning that the shomeris yabon do not, and the arusu do not drink. Both of them do not drink. Whose shita is that? Umani Rabbi Yonasan he. That's the shita of Rabbi Yonasan. The sanya, because we learn in the brisa. The pasuk says va'atki satis tachas isheich, right? Tachas isheich. That's the one who that's mashma dafka, the woman who is sitting under her husband drinks the mesota. That's prat le arusa. That comes to exclude an arusa because she's not tachas isheich because she is still in her father's house. But it says only an arusa, but not to shomeres yavam. Shomeres yavam would drink. Yochol ani motzi es shomeres yavam. You would think that also shomeres yavam should not drink because she's not fully in the yavam's possession. Talmud Omar, therefore the pasuk says ish ish, a double ish ish, that comes to include the shomeres yavam. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia is different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the shomeres yavam does not drink. Rabbi Yoshia says the shomeres yavam does drink. He learns it out from a reboy ish ish. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Rabbi Yonasan learns differently. He says tachas isheich is prat the shomeres yavam. That comes to exclude the shomeres yavam. So the Gemara, so the Brisa continues. Otzi shomeres yavam below otzi is harusa. Maybe I should say only the shomeres yavam doesn't drink, but arusa would drink. So therefore, Talmud Lomer is another pasuk that says asher tisde isha tachas isha. So another tachas, and that comes prat la arusa. So Rav Yonasan has two psukim. He has tachas isheich to exclude the shomeres yavam, and tachas isha to exclude the arusa. Rav Yoshia says tachas isheich to exclude the arusa, and ish ish larabos the yivma. So mar. So the question is, tachas isheich is the real source. Why does one use tachas isheich to exclude the shomeres yavam? That's Rav Yoshia, and Rav Yonasan used tachas isheich. Sorry, that's Rav Yoshia used tachas isheich to exclude the arusa, and Rav Yonasan uses tachas isheich to exclude the shomeres yavam. So mar, I mean Rav Yonasan, alima le arusa, and arusa is considered a more full fledged wife. Therefore, the pasuk, the first time I'm going to learn the exclusion, I'm going to exclude the shomeres yavam because I would have more inclination to include the arusa because the kedushei didei, he did that. He was makadish her v'soken al yado, and the relationship causes an isoskila for somebody else if it has via with her. But umar alimalei shomeres yavam, and Rav Yoshia, he has to learn out that tachas isheich is not the shomeres yavam, because the shomeres, it's the arusa, because the shomeres yavam is more connected to the yavam. Dilo michsera misiru lechupa. There's no, all he has to do is have beer with her. There's no chupa here. When you have an arusa, you have to go through the whole process. There's a whole procession that it has to go to. Shomeres yavam, there isn't anything. They have beer and you're done. So that's for, he thinks that they're more connected. So therefore, if you're going to exclude something, you're going to exclude the less connected one, which according to him is the arusa.
So the bigger the kedushin.
Sorry.
The
there is no kedusha when it comes to yavama.
So then the bee is just what's
finishes shomeres yavam. She has a zika. She has a connection to this husband, to this man, and the bee cements the relationship. That's it. Yeah, that was before you started coming to daf yomi masechtivamos. Okay. So now the problem is though is that each, like as typical, each tana learns the psukim differently. So why do you what? So why does one Tana learn it from one pasuk, and what does the other guy do with the other? What does the other Tana do with the other pasuk? So Rabbi Yonah's son, right? Rabbi Yonah said that he says that both an arusa and a shomeres yavam do not drink. Ha ish ish ma'abile. Well, we had a reboy, right? Rabbi Yoshi had a reboy of ish ish, which he learned to include the shomeres yavam. So there is a reboy, and if you're excluding the arusa and you're excluding the shomeres yavam, what are you going to learn from the reboy of ish ish? So Mibayile, he says, Lirabos Ashes Cheresh, the Ashes Shota, the Ashes Shi'amun. That comes to include the wife of a Cheresh, the wife of a Shota that don't have Das, and the wife of a Shi'amun. Rashi says, it's Lakoi Betimim Lev. I think it's some sort of depression that this guy has. right? That they cannot do the kinoy themselves. That pasuk comes to tell us that the Beis Din can do the kinoy on their behalf. Okay. Rav Yoshia hatachas isha ma'abidle. There were two inclusionary psukim. There was tachas isheich, which Rav Yoshia learned for a arusa. Then he included the Shomer's Yavam and Ish. What about the exclusion of Tachas Isha? The second exclusion. What is he excluding from there? What does he learn from there? So he says, no, it's not an exclusion. My Abidle, what do you do with that? Mi Boile, he comes to learn, Lahakish Ish Li Isha of Isha Li Ish. He comes to teach us from that, where he says, Asher Tishte Isha Tachas Isha. So there's a hekesh between the man and the woman that their dinim are the same, meaning that just like, for example, that Bryce doesn't give, if the man is blind, right? If the man is blind, he can't cause his wife to drink. So too, if the woman's blind, she wouldn't be able to drink. It make the hekesh. Tosos interestingly points out is usually when you have this type of sugya, you will say, okay, so where does Rav Yonasan learn that? Where does Rav Yonasan learn about the hekesh? And we also had that the Beis Din can do the kinoy stira. Where does Rav Yoshia learn that? But the Gemara doesn't. The Gemara just stops. It's Tosos, a short Tosos, Rav Yonasan. He says, Tema, ha ribul Rav Yoshia minole, the kesha the ishla Rav Yonasan minole. Right, because they usually it keeps going until you get to an end point. The Gemara doesn't do it here, it's just interesting. Fine. Also, another interesting Tosos, which is a little off topic, we had asked Rav Yonasan, Hi Ish Ish my Obidle. What do we do with Ish Ish? Because he says that it's a Riboy. So Tosos and Amun Aleph, it's a long Tosos, a very long Tosos. But the point of the Tosos is that why are you asking Rav Yonasan about what he learns from Ish Ish? Rav Yonasan learns that Dibur Torah Kolashav Ne'adam, and that the Ish Ish, the repetitiveness, is not a Riboy. It's just considered Lashav Ne'adam. He says, B'tema, V'hai Iyu the Amr Perik Elu HaNechnakim Gabi Ish Ish the Ki Yikalas Aviv Es Imo Ka'amar Dibur Torah Kolashav Ne'adam. You have Ish Ish over there as well. He doesn't learn anything out from it. He just says Dibur Torah Kolashav Ne'adam. And here we have to worry about, and we have to worry about what he So this whole Tosfos goes through about Dibur Torah Kolashav Ne'adam and shows that a lot of the Tanaim who hold Dibur Torah Kolashav Ne'adam, they're not consistent. Sometimes they just say Dibur Torah Kolashav Ne'adam, and sometimes they make a drasha from it. So he tries to figure out why sometimes they say Dibur Torah Kolashav Ne'adam, sometimes not. Take as far from our sugya, but it's just an interesting Tosfos to go through all those sugyas and shas to figure out when and where you say Dibur Torah Kolashav Ne'adam according to those who are like that. I think he says one of the only one who's consistent is Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael across the board. The Ritor Kolashmi Yodam, he's completely consistent. Yeah, it does. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, Elataimu Diksiv Hani Kroi, the reason why we don't have the Arusa drink, or the Shomer's Yavam, according to our Mishnah and Rav Yonasan, drink, is Diksiv Hani Kroi, because we have these psukim. Ha lav hachi, had we not been mimai them from these psukim, hava amina Arusha sasya, you would have had a having to think that an Arusa drinks. Can't be. V'haki asa Rav Acha bar Chanina midaroma. When Rav Acha came from the south, Asya v'Asya masnisa biyadeh. He came with the brisas, and the brisa was doris the following pasuk. The pasuk is v'atki satis tachas yisheich v'chinit meis v'itin ishbach eshich vaso mi baladei yisheich. You had bia other than the bia that you had with your husband. Mi baladei yisheich, and they learned mishakad mashchivas baal leboel. The lo shekadma shrivas boel abal, the Beis Tota, they only would drink if the bia of the husband preceded the bia of the boel. Here by the Yerusa, I mean, I guess maybe it was Mekadosh or bia, but here by the Yerusa, the suspected bia of the boel is preceding the bia of the husband because they're not married yet. So without the pasuk, you would have said that she would drink? She can't drink. She violates this rule that the bia of the boel came before the bia of the husband. So the Gemara says, okay, so Amar Bichana Mishkachas Lach, Gotchabale Aras, Beis Avia. He had beer with her. He had beer with her. Right, we've seen that a few times. He had Bia's Nus with her. Right? So my question with that is, though, if you had Bia's Nus, then isn't that, he's no longer Menuka Me'avim. The husband had beer with her, Beis Arusa. So her Bia had, But that the problem with that is, I thought, is that we've mentioned before that the husband has to be menuka me'avam in order for it to work. Right. If he's having bias nus in the Beis Arusa, then he's not menuka me'avam. He also did something.
He also did something wrong.
He had bias nus. He's not married to this woman. How can he have bias with her?
Yeah.
He's not. He only had Arus Erusin with her.
Only Erusin.
You can't have Bia with your Arus.
What's the Issa there? What's the other?
You're not married.
You're not married.
No, but you are married.
You're not married for yes, she gets a ksuba, but you're not have relations with your mother, yeah, wife until you go into the, until you have a nisuin.
Right. It's not like a...
It's an isser. He's not manuka miyavon. He's still usser. You're not going to get stoned.
Well, which makes a solemn declaration, just the coin, the thing she said, omen shalom nimitmeisishir,
right.
Also, right?
Right, it's a Gilgal Shua. That you add, yizem, yizdev, you add all these things that we add on. Right. But that's just what she's swearing about.
No, but it's including Arusa also. Sinches and Arusa, that's part of the
yeah, but that she had Bia with, that she had Bia with another man during somebody else.
Right.
So here we're talking about where the husband had Bia with her. So why did she? Why did, if the husband had beer with her? My question simply is: if the husband had beer with her, and the answer may be simple,
and
he wasn't married to her, then he's violating an isser, and therefore he's not clean of sin.
Exactly.
If you're not clean of sin, the way Sota doesn't check.
Right.
Okay. So a few answers.
Maybe the beer was a kedushin. Star cast of a beer.
No, but they're already. She's already in Arusa.
I know. So the beer makes her
suing. It's not just the work. It's just the question.
What?
The Erusin was the Bia.
Right.
The Bia made them the Nisuin because you got.
That's how the system works. That's how the system works.
But you
can
do it.
Do it. It works.
Right.
But
so Tosfos Shan.
You not got the Erusin part.
Right. Tosfos Shan says that. Tosfos Shan says he. I think he doesn't go that way. He says the Menukami Avon only kicks in post Kinoi. He has to be free of sin only after Kinoi. So here, this potential Bia took place prior to the Kinoi.
Yeah.
That's what he says. Menuka Me'avon is only post, so I don't have to worry about whatever he did before him doesn't count. It's only what he does after the Kinoi, the Kinoi. That's what Tosfos Shan says. There are others who say that,
well, that has to make sense, actually. If you think about it,
right. Right, so the other answer is that similar to what Yonah is saying, is maybe, and so what you're saying is maybe the Isser. Maybe the Isser to have Bia with your Arusa is only an Isser the Rabbanon.
Yeah.
If it's only an Isser the Rabbanon, I think that's the Mishnah Lamech. If it's only an Isser the Rabbanon, then he's still Menuka Me'avon on a Doraisa level.
The whole Arusa part is the Rabbanon.
Well, no, Arusa is Doraisa.
No, Arusa is Doraisa, but the system that they set up.
Yeah, the waiting. The waiting
right.
System. Okay,
waiting.
Fine. But it's still.
Part.
But the Rabbanon are causing you not to be married on the Doraisa level.
Right.
You're still not married. Just because it's the Rabbanon who's delaying it, it's still. The delay is still a valid. What the result of the delay is that you're not married.
Okay. The average can't be the only one that had relations before. Right?
So that's the case. That's interesting. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, so you're fine. You worked it out for an Arusa. You worked it out for an Arusa because you can have this case of where she's Boel in the base of Chama. But how does it work for Shomeres Yavam? What happens for Shomeres Yavam? Once they have Bia, you're done. So they're married. So what's the case? So he says, the Kavase the Gabi Shomeres Yavam. Kigon Shabala Yavam Beis Chamel. How can that be? Ha Shomeres Yavam Karisla Istom Al Yisrahi. The Amarav Karnalako. We had the Gemara in Yavamos that if you did Mezid Bishogig, whatever you did, according to Rav, once you have Bia, it's a full fledged marriage. So you can't have a situation by Shomeres Yavam where the Bias Habal is Kodemes and the Bias Haboel. Because once the husband, right? Because once the well, then he's married to her. Then he's married.
Yeah, I'm going to marry. I'm going to have her. Then
so then married to that. That's the marriage, and they do. They're all the lachna there, but that becomes the... So therefore, what happens here, so then you have now the case of if you can't have a case of a Shomeres Yavam, because then when did he do the kinyan? He did the kinyan before, and then he does be with her? Well, he has be with her, then he's not...
He declares it. He didn't do it yet, but it declares he will.
So it has the Zika, and you have to have, in order for Sota to be work, the bia of the husband has to come first. Right. Well, then one makes a mimer, then you have it. Then the Rabbanon is done. Then she has to get a get. Right. Okay, so the Gemara says Kishmuel. It goes according to Shmuel. Right, Shmuel to Amra Lo Kana El Advarim Amurim BeParsha. Shmuel argues on Rav. He doesn't hold that the Bia automatically makes her a full fledged wife. The Bia only makes her full fledged wife for certain items. Gemara Yavama says certain items that are mentioned in the pasuk. over there, which is that he's Yorish, he's Yorish the brothers Nechasim, and that if she wants to leave, he would have to get a get, but not a full fledged marriage. Something else has to take care of. Therefore, you can be ma'ayit that she doesn't drink. In other words, you would have to have the miyut because you need a miyut because there can be a case where the shomeres yavam would have the dinin of sota, so you have to have a miyut. So the Gemara says ihachi. If we're talking about now that it's a shomeres yavam that the husband had beer with her, so and nevertheless, according to Rav Yonasan, she doesn't drink the mesota. Lema Rav Amar Rav Yoshia. Let's say Rav, who says that once there's beer, it's a full fledged marriage. He's going to hold like Rav Yoshia, who says that the shomeres yavam does drink because he's going to say it's a full fledged marriage, like the shomeres yavam drink. And Shmuel the Amar Ki Rav Yonasan. And Shmuel is going to say like Shmuel says that you're not calling the yavam right away with the bia, so he's going to hold like Rav Yonasan, who says that she does not drink. So Amar Lach Rav and Amar Ki Rav Yonasan. No, I who hold it's a full fledged marriage can even hold according to Rav Yonasan that she doesn't drink. She's a full fledged wife, and that's why the pasuk comes to remind her. Right, I'm right. She's a full fledged wife. Rav Yonasan's wife that she doesn't drink because there's a miut in the pasuk. And the other way around is going to be the same thing. Ushmuel Amar Ana de Amri Afilu Rav Yoshia. I am going to hold like Rav Yoshia, who says, Shmuel says that she's not a full fledged wife. I can still hold like Rav Yoshia that says that she does drink, means the Itzra Krala Rabuye. He learns a rebuy from Ish, Mechlad Alav Ishto Hiklau. She's not his wife, full fledged wife, like Shmuel says, but she still has to drink. He still has to drink because there's a rebuy of Ish. So don't count, so the Shitos don't line up. Okay. I don't think so. Because again, the kinoi stira, but it's if you say that it's a valid kinoi stira, it all depends on the kapeda of the baal. Doesn't depend on what.
She is
chayav.
Yes,
she is.
Otherwise, what's the point? No. Yes. She realizes the secret to the brother.
Right.
What's the point?
That's why she drinks. Come on.
Should be usher. I don't know.
That's the purpose of the drinking.
What?
She's gonna die because of
the water.
Yeah.
Okay, but that. But he's talking about whether. Let's say there's no kino vestir and shomeres yavam has beats. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Yeah, but that was evil.
Right.
No, she was.